Hello, I'm Bob Taylor, and welcome to another edition of Bob's Used Record Shop, where each week I bring you an hour of interesting music selections from a vast collection of vinyl records, CDs, and digital files, as well as providing enlightening insight into the artist and the songs. This is a show for music fans of all ages, covering over 60 years of recording. We're going to start out the show with an extended mix of the 1984 hit single, You Can't Get What You Want. This is Joe Jackson. From a 2015 release, an album called No Peer Pressure. That was Brian Wilson and multi-Grammy Award-winning country star Kacey Musgraves. Certainly two of my absolute favorite artists. Boy, what can you say about Brian Wilson? Wrote most of the songs for the Beach Boys and is still making music today. Before that, we had heard Joe Jackson in a remix of a song he had, 1984 hit called You Can't Get What You Want Till You Know What You Want. And extended remixes were originally designed as a way to get a longer version of the song for dance music DJs. But sometimes they were used as a way to sort of give a song a new and different listening experience. We're going to continue music now with Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander.
ask me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Too much smoke gets in your eyes. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Whoa, when your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaff them and I daily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without. Friends deride, tears I cannot hide. Whoa. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Reggae rockers Blue Haze with a dance floor burning version of a 1928 song called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Of all the versions of that song, including the big hit that the Platters had with it, that is by far my favorite. And if you had had a secret camera in the control room, you'd have seen an old guy getting down. Man, I love dancing to that song. Anyways, before that, we had a great remake of a classic instrumental called Soulful Strut. It was Jamaican piano extraordinaire Monty Alexander with reggae rhythmists Sly Dunbar and Robbie Williams from an album released in the year 2000 called Monty Meets Sly and Robbie. So we had some reggae for you there. We're going to change up a little bit here. We're going to go to a 1952 recording by singer and actress Pearl Bailey.
People long ago were searching for a tune, one they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't have much to use, that's how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing sweet melodies, and they called that the birth of the blues. Then from a jail came the wail of a downhearted frail, so they call that
rehearsed it. They rehearsed it and gave out all the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. Yes, it was a whippoorwill high up on a hill where they first found that blue note. So they pushed it through a hole.
Sugar Blues. That was a 1946 recording from a gentleman named Clyde McCoy. And that song gained quite a bit of fame in 1959 for being featured in the Marilyn Monroe comedy Some Like It Hot. We started out that set with Birth of the Blues by Pearl Bailey. The song was actually the title song for a musical from 1941, but it was recorded by Pearl in 1952. The two songs that you just heard came from a six-disc record set called Happy Days Are Here Again, recorded by the Longines Symphonette Recording Society, part of what they called their Gold Medal Recording Series, a series of records that were considered to be the finest audio quality recordings available at that time, which was the late 50s, early 60s. That brings to an end our first half of our program. Stick around, there's more music coming up right after this.